With us now is John Heyman, and he is the Mobile Food Pantry Coordinator for Catholic Charities in the Diocese of Covington. He's going to talk about their new mobile food pantry that just has begun over there. John, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
Okay. So, why has Catholic Charities decided to start up a mobile food pantry?
The mobile food pantry is being started as a way to serve the Diocese of Covington outside of three northernmost counties of the diocese. Research shows that there's a need in these areas for a couple reasons. The areas that we're going to serve are in food deserts, which means there's a very limited supply of good, fresh food. And also, the average household income in these areas is very low. The current economy makes this even greater.
So what's the hope? What's your goal as a mobile food pantry then?
The goal is to, once a month, we will bring a truckload of food to a location where qualified households will have the opportunity to pick up anywhere between 20 and 40 food items at no cost. These items can include canned goods, pasta, beans, fresh produce, fresh meat.
So you say qualified households. What could you give us a definition of what a qualified household is?
A qualified household is, there's going to be some, most of it's just pretty much income-based, okay? And for example, a household of four people making less than $33,729 per year will be qualified.
Now, how will you know when the people come to these sites? Do they have a certificate? Do they have a number? How do they do they have to call you in advance?
No, they'll come in, and we will have a computer right there and be able to check it in, check them in. We will send out some can pre-file the information so that we have it on file, and we'll have it right there on the computer.
Now, how long has this mobile food pantry been in operation?
I was hired in January of this year. It actually has not begun yet.
Okay.
We were hoping to have the first one in May in Bracken County. Of course, COVID has put a halt to that.
It's thrown a monkey wrench in about everything, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
So, in terms of this, how is Catholic Charities? So, you wanted to start it. The people definitely need it. So when do you hope to have it started again?
Well, with COVID, we were closed for quite a while, and the office was. And then when we opened back up, we were at a part-time basis and with no travel. Those travel restrictions are being lifted as we speak. And also, there's several of the parishes received or getting new pastors this week. So I need to let them get in to their new churches and let them get their feet wet a little bit. So hopefully next week I'm going to start going out and visiting some of the areas again.
Now, do you bring your own volunteers, or are there people there that will help carry this out?
We're hoping to get the volunteers in that area. For example, Bracken County, that's the only county right now that we have a set location with St. James and St. Augustine parishes. We've had fantastic support for volunteers from that area.
Okay, so when we begin to think, of course, the food that's coming, where is the food coming from? Is this something that you purchase? Is it donated? How does that work?
This food is part of the Emergency Food Assistance Program, which is being administered by the Northern Kentucky Ag District, and will be provided and delivered by the Free Store Food Bank.
Well, I'll tell you, the Free Store does such a great service around this area, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely, they are.
And I'm sure many people support that. And it's good to know that what we give there, they just don't give out at the old Free Store location down on Liberty, but that it goes to good organizations like Catholic Charities who has a little bit better reach, huh?
That's correct.
Well, what kind of in terms of the fresh vegetables and stuff, have those been given to by farmers and things, or how does that work?
Those come to the Free Store Food Bank, and I'm not exactly sure how they get the fruits and vegetables and stuff. I know some of the foods that they get are overflow or stuff that's nearing expiration date, I believe, but I'm not 100% sure about that.
Oh, okay. Now, if someone wants to come and do this and they don't know if they're qualified, how can they find out if they're qualified?
Well, they can go to www.fns.usda.gov/TEFAP.
Well, good. Now, you know, with all that, you will be visiting there during this time to St. James Church Hall in Brooksville, Kentucky. That's in Bracken County, huh?
That is correct.
Now, are there going to be, because of all the different rules and things, are the foods going to be prepackaged and stuff so that there's no, we respect the social distancing and all those kind of things?
Our original intention was for people to be able to come into the hall and pick up the food, pack it in the box themselves, and then leave. We have made some changes, and we'll be able to do this temporarily as a drive-through type of pantry. So people will pull up, volunteers will put the groceries right in their trunk. We will not have interaction with the volunteers loading the cars and stuff like that. And it's all in order so that we can meet the social distancing guidelines.
And I'm sure if, for instance, there are some people that might be shut-ins and can't come to this, but other people can come for them with the proper paperwork to pick up the food so they can deliver it to them?
That is correct. There's a proxy form that people will be able to fill out. And what they'll need to do is, say, for example, if somebody's mother cannot get out, they can bring this proxy form along with identification for their mother, and we'll be able to give them that food also.
Okay. We're speaking here with John Heyman, who is the director of the Mobile Food Pantry for Catholic Charities of Covington, Kentucky. Now, John, what can we do to help?
You can spread the word to the community, okay? Let everybody know that they can either receive much-needed assistance or there's plenty of volunteer opportunities. And if somebody's interested in volunteering, the best way to get the information would be to go to our website, www.covingtoncharities.org.
Great. And with that also, John, I'm assuming the pastors are probably also going to help get some volunteers from their own parishes to do this as well?
That is correct. And when I'm able to start visiting these other parishes, and that's what I'm looking for, is the opportunity to talk to some of the parishioners and get them the information about volunteering.
Yeah, they're starting things. It's not quite from scratch, John, but, you know, it sounds like it's going to take some getting used to and setting up some good practices and just kind of getting the lay of the land for you, huh?
That's correct. And we're copying a program from Southwest Ohio. And so they've got a fantastic roadmap for us to be able to get everything set up.
Well, John Heyman of Catholic Charities, thank you so much for sharing with us their new mobile food pantry, which will be beginning soon. And, of course, the date it will be coming to Bracken County St. James Church Hall. Is there a date that's been set up?
You said, is there a date?
Yes.
Is that what you asked? No, we do not have a date yet. Bracken County, St. James shares a pastor with St. Augustine, And that's one of the parishes who are getting a new pastor. And I need to let the new pastor get his feet wet.
Great. Well, John, thank you so much for being with us today. I hope you have a good afternoon.
Okay. Thank you very much.